And we made a trip to Holland. Oh yeah, there was another trip that was funny. Perhaps it was towards the end of this going to France trip. We were, again, the wind was not northwest, and we were sailing up, and finally we got off the crouch. I don't know, can't remember what the tide was doing, but the wind, wasn't very much, force four or five, something like that, and it wasn't really rough or anything, and the weather was murky, and I was heading for the Spitway, and I can't remember whether we intended to go back to Waltham or to Brightlingsea, but anyway, there we were. This sort of area just outside the crouch, which was a nasty area with sandbanks all over the place. And once again, I was alone in the cockpit, which means you can't do much in the way of navigation, because I couldn't leave the tiller very well, and I didn't feel I should. The dinghies were no trouble. They were towing astern happily because we were heading towards the wind. And suddenly, out of the murk, appeared a big Malton boat. And she was, I suppose, 45-footer, with a powerful engine. Sails up, no reefing, and she came very close to us and said, which way to the marina? In those days, we didn't go to marinas. They were sort of newfangled things that some smart people went to, but we didn't. So I said, well, what you should do is to go through the Spitway and turn left and head up the Blackwater, and you can find one there. Because I didn't know whether there was one in the crouch or not. There may have been, I don't know. It was in the early days of anything like that. And of course we got back safely after that.